CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 9th of September 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Brazil gets 60 metres and other new bans soon. South Africans' IOTA report, exciting build-a-thon opportunity. Anatel, the Brazilian telecoms regulator, has produced an updated ban plan, effective in a couple of months, which releases 60 metres to their amateurs. This is the WRC 15 secondary allocation 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz, with 25 watts EIRP for Class A operators. In addition, they have been granted another two new bands, 135 kHz with 1 watt EIRP and 472 kHz with 5 watts EIRP. The 180 metre band in Brazil will be expanded from 1850 kHz, making it now 1.82 MHz. And the 80-metre band will become 3.5 to 4 megahertz. The new frequencies are expected to come into operation in the week beginning the 26th of November. The September 2018 issue of the South African National Society Amateurs radio magazine, Radio ZS, reports on the Youngsters on the Air event, usually known as IOTA, that was recently held in South Africa. You can read all about the proceedings by downloading the newsletter from the front page of the SARL website, that's www.sarl.org.za. The RSGB IOTA 2018 team posted its experiences of each day at rsgb.org/IOTA figures 2018. A build-a-thon is taking place at the National Hamfest in Newark on the 28th and 29th of September. A place costs only £5, which is refunded as an RSGB book voucher if you complete the project on the day. As a bonus, the Hamfest organisers are offering free entry to those who book for the build-a-thon, so the £5 covers entry to the Hamfest as well. The project is a Poldew Kits Red Ruth receiver. Help, technical expertise and all necessary equipment will be provided on the day. Many thanks to the Poldew Kits for their help in providing the kits. Build-a-thon tickets can be purchased from rsgb.org/hamfestbuildathon, all one word. A small team is representing the UK and South Korea for the ARDF World Championships. We're pleased to report that John Marriott, M0OJM, came in third in the M70 Fox Soaring event. The RSGB National Radio Centre is an amazing resource for amateur radio. Last year it showed our hobby to 26,000 people. We have been raising the profile of the NRC via social media, events, presentations, extra equipment, Bletchley Park signage, Radcom articles and extra opening days. As a result, visitor numbers are growing beyond all expectations. In August, volunteers showcased amateur radio to an incredible 10,713 visitors, smashing all previous records. The RSGB is very grateful for all the hard work, time and enthusiasm of the entire volunteer team to make this possible, and of course NRC coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB. The RSGB convention takes place from the 12th to the 14th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Saturday and Sunday is packed with a diverse range of lectures for all levels of expertise and interest. Dan McGraw, M0WUT, will take a look at the design process of converting an HF WSPR transceiver personal project into an open source electronics kit, DON, N1DG, as one of the team leaders of the Baker Island expedition in July. He'll be describing the planning process, setbacks and solutions of activating this tiny uninhabited atoll 2,000 miles southwest of Hawaii. You can see the whole convention lecture programme at rsgb.org/convention. This year's International Air Ambulance Week will take place between the 8th and the 16th of September. A free series of awards will be available to those who support the event. All information and registration details are at www.radio-amateur-events.org/IAW/registration.htm. The RSGB board would like to thank Chris Burbank's G3SJJ for the sterling work he's done in revitalising the RSGB awards scheme. A vacancy has now arisen for a volunteer to manage the Society's awards programme. To carry out this role, you'll need good administration and computer skills. Most of the communications will be by email. The workload is not usually high and can be flexibly managed. If you are an RSGB member and interested in applying or would like to find out more, contact the board liaison member for awards, Keith Haynes, G3WRO, email g3wro@rsgb.org.uk. The 22nd of September marks the 100th anniversary of the first wireless transmission between Australia and the United Kingdom. The Wireless Institute of Australia will hold an on-air event that will run throughout September. Complete information can be found at www.wia.org.au/news/events/Marconi/figures100/about. The deadline to nominate someone for the RSGB G5RP trophy is fast approaching. This annual award is open to anyone who's recently started and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend somebody, you have until the 14th of September. Please send your nominations to RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, via email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. The award will be presented this year during the RSGB convention on the 12th to the 14th of October. And finally, a reminder to respond to the important Ofcom consultation that concludes this week. Our responses may shape Ofcom's preparation for the next World Radio Conference, WRC19, on subjects including the future of 6 metres and the microwave bands. The deadline is 5 p.m. on Thursday. RSGB guidance and further information is tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0902-A4alpha. No details of rallies and events in the coming week. Over the weekend of the 15th and 16th of September, the British Amateur Television Club holds its convention at the Midlands Air Museum, Coventry Airport, Rowley Road, Baggington, CV34FR. Details at www.batc.org.uk. The Fog on the Tyne Rally will take place on the 15th of September at Whitehall Road Methodist Church Hall, Bensham, NE84LH. There's a car parking entrance on Whitehall Road. The nearest metro station is Gateshead, or use Go Ahead routes 53 or 54. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission is £2, including a raffle ticket. There'll be traders, an RSGB bookstand and a junk stall. Details from Nancy Bone, G7UUR, 07990-760920. Western Supermare Radio Society is holding its annual rally on Sunday, the 16th of September, at the Campus Community Centre in Wall, near Junction 22 of the M5. There are 55 tables with many of the well-known traders in attendance. It's open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and tickets are £3, with accompanied under-16s free. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX from 425DX News and other sources, Oliver DK7TX will be active as Sugar Victor 8-stroke callsign between the 9th and 15th of September from the islands of Paxoi, Vido and Kerkira, Corfu, which all count to IOTA Group EU052, QSL via home call. Harry JG7PSJ will be active as WH0RU from Saipan, which is OC086, between the 12th and 18th of September. He'll be operating CWSSB in Ritty on 40 to 10 metres, QSL via logbook of the world or direct to JG7PSJ. Yacek SB7APW will be active as 3 Whiskey 9 Japan Kilo from Cham Island, AS162, from the 15th to the 22nd of September, and then as 3 Whiskey 9 Japan Kilo Portable from Hoi An in mainland Vietnam between the 22nd and 27th. He'll operate SSB on the 20 to 6 metre bands QSL via Club Log OQRS or via Sugar Peter 5 Alpha Papa Whiskey. Christian OE3DEC will be active as 8 Quebec 7 Echo Charlie from the Maldives, ASO 13 between the 14th and 23rd of September, QSL via Club Log OQRS or via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau. Manfred DL5FAB will be active as Fox Yankee stroke call sign from French Guiana until the 18th of September. He'll be operating CW and FT8 from the Radio Amateur Club de Kourou, or the Radio Amateur Club de Kourou, whichever you like, QSL via the Bureau to DL5FAB, or via EQSL. Now for special event news, Bury Radio Society will be holding a special event station from a moving train carriage being pulled by the Flying Scotsman on the 15th of September this year. Look out for further info here in both on both their Facebook and Twitter accounts, or go to www.buryradiosociety.org.uk. We're very happy to publicise your event on GB2RS, Radcom and on the RSGB website, but we can only do it if you tell us what's happening in advance. Please send details to radcom at rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. The lead time for Radcom is about 3 months. It's much less for GB2RS. One of the requirements for getting a special event call sign is that the station must be open to the public, so our free advanced publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now, the contest news, the WADX SSB contest ends at 23:59 UTC today, the 9th, using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Note that EU stations work non-EU only. Today, the 9th, the IRTS 2-metre counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC, using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Please note that EI and GI stations will also give their county. That 2-metre counties contest is followed immediately by the IRTS 77's counties contest from 1300 to 1500 UTC, again using SSB and FM. The exchange's signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations give the county. Monday, the 80-metre Autumn Series contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using SSB, the exchange is the usual signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. FM only, it's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. Using FM only, it's immediately followed by the all-mode 50-metre UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange for both the signal report, serial number and locator. The 2018 Africa All-Mode International DX contest takes place next weekend. The object of this All-Mode contest is to stimulate contesting from Africa. It runs from 1200 UTC on the 15th to 1200 UTC on the 16th. Both single and multi-operator stations can operate for the entire 48-hour period. There are no mandated breaks in operating time required. The full details you'll find at www.sarl.org.za/#, or #, as the Americans call it, contest. Next Sunday, the 16th, the second 70 MHz contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, exchanges, the signal report, serial number and locator. Also next Sunday, the UK Microwave Groups contest takes place 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs bands. The exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. The bar tag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC next Sunday, RTTY, on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just your serial number, refreshingly. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G3SVW, G3YLA and G4BAO. The sun was spotless for most of last week and no spots are expected to rotate into view over the next few days. This will keep the flux levels low and working frequencies will remain depressed. Maximum usable frequencies may struggle to include the 18 megs band. Warnings of a rising KP index have been issued and geomagnetic disturbances may increase as next week progresses. This would bring difficult conditions to the band. It's also expected the unsettled period will continue over this weekend due to the persistence of a negative polarity coronal hole. It's worth monitoring the International Beacon Project frequencies, even though solar activity and flux is low. The Venezuelan beacon YV5B was heard on 14.1 MHz at 2230 UTC. Other DX beacons heard in daytime on that frequency included RR90 in Siberia and VR2B in Hong Kong. Another way to assess propagation conditions is to make routine listening checks of stations operating in continuous service. The mid to lower end of the HF spectrum is well served by the Russian RWM time service stations. These operate close to 5 and 10 megs. Their signal strength and fade characteristics are indicative of propagation conditions. In spite of the doom and gloom regarding the state of the solar cycle and propagation conditions, there are instances of fair to medium DX to be found. These include XV1 in Vietnam, 3B8 Rodriguez Island on 14, around 1400 UTC, and A5 Bhutan on 7 megs at 2330 UTC. Optimism regarding the start of the next cycle may be slightly premature, but everyone is eagerly looking now for definite signs of the beginning. Now for VHF and up, as the season of autumn arrives and early morning mist and fog become part of the daily weather fare, then it's the season for tropo. The coming week will offer some regions of high pressure in the south initially, but perhaps more generally by the end of the week. So add tropo to your operating list and get some activity going in the multi-mode end of the VHF-UHF bands. There will also be some heavy rain showers, particularly over northern Britain this weekend, so there is a chance of some rain scatter on the gigahertz band. The disturbed geomagnetic conditions that are expected this weekend will make it worth checking the K index on 6 to 2 metre bands for signs of auroral propagation. The moon was at perigee yesterday, its closest approach and declination is still positive until Tuesday, so the early part of next week should be best for EME. Today, though, after about 11:30 until moonset, the sun and moon are very close, meaning lots of sun noise in the antenna beam width. The September Epsilon Perseids meteor shower takes place today within the boundaries of the constellation of Perseus. It occurs between the 5th and the 21st of September, with a small peak occurring today. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.